Did you see the comments from Deontay Wilder yesterday?
No, what, on the Boxing Voice?
Yes.
It's like he goes on this little channel. That's about all the media he can do these days, on the Boxing Voice. I mean...
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited. We are live. They can't hold us down. That's right. TBV found a way to be live for you guys. Not only here on Blog Talk, so you could call in. You know, the number has not changed. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to talk. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Oh, my God. Do we got some juicy ass tea to bring you? I'm telling you, help us grow so I can really tell you how I feel. Oh, my God. Yo, my man 50 Cent is a straight gangster.
Oh, yeah.
And it ain't coming from 50 because he stirred the pot today. And we're going to tell you he probably single-handedly will be responsible for making the Deontay Wilder versus Big Baby Gerald Miller from Brooklyn. We'll bring you all the details. Just know it got crazy disrespectful. Posts were posted. Posts were deleted. I'm sure phone calls were made. Shit got ugly.
You can talk hot on the internet, boy. That's that goofy shit. We're the internet, boy.
We're going to go out to the Golden State because I know he wants to talk about this.
Dollar DBLC Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Yes, the Hipsters here. Haters beware, and welcome to Facebook Live for TBV. I mean, this is like the first. I know technically Ness did one like yesterday as a test that just completely failed. It's okay, Ness. The super producer's here. I made sure we got it down all nice and spiffy. We're going to have callers, everything. It should be fun. Cannot wait. And, of course, I mean, 50 Cent, first off, co-signing this fight, and then secondly, the words he said that we're going to get into are obviously going to lead to maybe more drama between these two fighters, and maybe we get this fight next. Cannot wait to chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers. Remember, 1-425-569-5241 to call in or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Completely free, and of course, better quality. Let's go.
Listen, this is why you come here, because we make sure we got our ears to the street, and we're scouring the internet for everything. Because what we're about to bring you, it doesn't even exist anymore. It doesn't even exist anymore. You know why? Because I can't find it.
Yeah, I know.
He's deleted.
He's deleted that shit. Okay. But guess who got a copy? Guess who got a copy?
Ness,
so look,
Ness.
Just going to give you the facts.
Hold on. Before we go into the facts, I just got to say
the horse's mouth, because I don't want to get blamed for this shit, man. And I know they're going to point the finger at us because these audio files, video files have been deleted. We have them.
Very quickly, I just got to say this.
OMG. I am so excited.
I'm so excited. Let's go.
You know, I really would have thought we had more people live on Facebook. I thought Facebook was the big spot, you know, to be at. But whatever. Let's bring the drama.
Check this shit out. This weekend, I go to this little fitness competition thing in T-Net, right? So I popped in there, check everybody out. And while I'm there, Big Baby shows up. And, you know, Big Baby, big heavyweight fighter. You know, and... He seen me come out with Deontay Wilder, so he's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready. I want the fight. And I'm like, okay, now people in Deontay kept telling me that they fought before, and they gave him a mild concussion. So I'm like, yo, you sure you want this fight? And he's like, what? Like, Like, yeah, like, I sparred with him mad times before, yo, Keith, I'm going to knock him out. Like, I'm like, okay, so now, when he tell me he's going to knock him out, I'm like, so what's really going on? I'm like, somebody lying to me, man. Deontay ended up telling me that the boy had a mild concussion, like he put some pain in on that boy, right? Then I run into him, and he tell me he ready for the fight. He said he did spar with him one time after coming back from running, and he was dehydrated and everything, and he went to check this out. This weekend I go to the...
All right, so we're going to do them one at a time, all right? So what do you think so far? You know, he's saying, look, check it out. I went to this little workout thing. I bumped into Big Baby Miller. We get to talking. Miller tells me, yo, I want to fight Deontay. 50 tells Miller, oh, why you want to fight Deontay? Him and his boys told me he put the hands on you, sent you to the hospital. He's like, nah, I want to fight him. I'll knock him out. That's what we got so far, right? Nothing bad. Did you know?
Also, nothing new. Nothing new in this entire.
Well, there you go, Matt. Now we know. It wasn't YouTube, right? Because what you say, Mr. R2-D2? Well,
I'm pretty sure it's just the Google Hangout. But it is what it is. I'll say this. Nothing's new here. Nothing is new being said from 50 Cent that both sides have not said before. This is public information so far. It's public domain. The only thing that's different is that it's 50 saying it. You have this guy with the legacy that is 50 Cent, the clout that is 50 Cent, sort of co-signing this and you know, hyping up this beef. I know he did not say, he said more, I'm sorry, I know he said more than this, but I did not hear anything else. This is all I've heard. So all I hear is just a co-signing.
Well, here you go.
Oh, and then he said, that little, the pretty Asian girl that Deontay be with, I'm like, his girl? He said, yeah, his girl. He said, I bust her first, Fip. Like, I was fucking her first, and maybe that's why he is acting like he acting, and I'm like, what? This shit just came out of nowhere, blood. Like, it was out of nowhere, cuz. For real, this shit just came out of nowhere. And then he just, I'm like, what the fuck? And he go, nah, I was fucking up first. You know, maybe he got it and thought that was something special because, you know, he's a country nigga. Like, we from New York, so shit is different, Phil. And I'm like, yeah, I think I understand what you're saying. Oh, and
so.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I don't want to say anything. Like, just on a personal level, like, whenever you bring a girlfriend into it or a wife or a significant other, you're crossing a line. And know what happens when you cross a line sometimes in fighting and in this industry. But yeah, I don't want to comment that much further because that's just one. I think it's kind
of, I think you could comment.
I'll say this.
Comment. Hold on. I'll take over. I'm not scared. Hold up.
I'll say this. I can't believe 50 aired that shit out. Because Big Baby has never said that.
Well, remember.
Big Baby
remember.
Alluded to it, but he's never said it outright. 50 said it outright.
Now here's where it gets worse. Unfortunately, I wasn't that fast. Okay? But in the comment section, Big Baby's in there. I can't remember verbatim what was said, so I'm not going to say anything that he texted, but he had text something. And it definitely had laugh out loud in it. You know, that's all I could remember, to be honest, because this is happening at lightning speed.
I mean, this is Paulie and Broner again, right? Like, it's not in the same way because
Paulie and Broner, that was a side chick.
That was different.
Oh, yeah. You mean over a girl?
It was over a girl. It was that beef over a girl. It was that, and that always gets nasty. That always gets over the line constantly. But big fights are made because of that, unfortunately. You know, like, that's the side effect of promotion. I mean, I would not be surprised if Deontay and his team made calls to 50 and his team, and they said, delete that fucking video, or else.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if Deontay's calling Al right now saying, give me that motherfucker right now.
I doubt it. See, because Deontay, like, you know from the comments he's made, whether, you know, in your face or you've listened to on videos, look what happened with Brazil. This might not make it to the ring. You know, Yo,
well, maybe people, they have to do like Mike Tyson, where they had like all the fucking policemen in between, you know, like maybe that's what you have to do.
I don't know. I don't, you know, like, I just think that this was taken to a personal level, and it might be like eat on sight, yo. Whenever they see each other, it might pop off. Like, even
I
if
hope it, I hope it I, doesn't, I hope it doesn't.
I know.
Hey, I know. Trust me, I know. I understand.
Listen, look, you know, there's obviously people in those camps that, you know, we peg as hot-headed. Mm-hmm. How do those people not be hot-headed in this situation now? What I'm saying, I don't know, man. I don't know. Listen, I was actually, you know what? We got one more audio clip.
Okay.
You stirring shit up, huh? Fuck you talking about? I'm telling you what a nigga randomly came up to me and told me for no reason. I was minding my business. A nigga came, told me some shit, and I said this shit. I'm like, whoa, these niggas really want to fight each other for some other shit going on. I'm just hipping you to what's really going on.
And that's it. So his reasoning and logic behind this is, look, I'm putting you on it. And really, Matt, that's our logic behind it. Hold We're on. Putting you on it.
Is this not low key snitching though, by 50? And I love 50, but like, come on, like this is.
Wait! I don't really get that because he had the conversation. He's saying I had the conversation with Big Baby. Big Baby's in the comments. He's adding Big Baby and Bronze. I don't see how that. You ain't snitching when you telling niggas in their face.
Is adding someone telling them in their face in 2018?
In this day and age? Hey. Fuck yeah. adding them is telling them. Hell yeah.
I'll put it this way. For guys like Deontay, matter of fact, what
interview were we watching? Oh, we were watching The Breakfast Club. Not you, but me and my friend were watching Breakfast Club, Tekashi. Yeah. And he's like, so-and-so ain't my friend. And like, why you ain't your friend? He was like, because I followed him. He ain't followed me back.
Yo, I saw that. I forget who was talking about, man. That shit's crazy.
But this is the world we live in. So hell yeah, you at Bronze Bomber and Big Baby, and then Big Baby comes and laughs out loud in the comments and says whatever he said. Yo, you know, Marcus Brown, shout out to Marcus Brown. He said, yo, you a dickhead in the comments. See, I remember that one. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember Big Baby's everything because it was something else. But like, yeah. Yo, shit, man, Badu Jack was in there. I mean, it was plenty of people, you know what I mean? Like, you know, whoever you following, you can see who's
liking. I know, man. And, yo, Instagram self-snitches on people all the time, man.
Doggy, that first video was, like, at a million something.
Wow.
This last one was at, like, 330,000, but now they're all gone. But
shit happens, man.
It damn sure does. But all I'm saying is this has caused some serious shit.
Well, yeah, it was deleted.
Do we get a fight or do we get some nostalgia, a throwback to the heavyweights of the golden era, and we see like a Mike Tyson, Mitch Green type of situation? They was both from New York.
Yeah, that was a serious situation too, man. That was
that happened in like a store in New York. I mean, because this definitely could cause some
emotional. Why you emotional?
Start talking about my girl, I'm trying to fuck you up. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Look, I fuck with Big Baby. I'll be in the gym, but talk about my girl is a problem.
Yo, like, that's the thing is that like I do like Big Baby.
Publicly, like how does Deontay not respond? Like this was public. How many people know? We obviously know that first video has a million and something.
A million at least knew. And think about and then you have everyone else making shows.
All the vloggers were there. Because this wasn't alive, but you see, again, the likes. You know who's watching.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I already see on YouTube people making
sound
videos.
Bite. I got to get that Streets is watching soundbite.
Yeah, you do. But there's already videos being made on this, so I'm not surprised. And then it all depends how much it blows up. You never know how much something's going to blow up until it does blow up.
I mean, you titled yours shitty.
I did. Well, I also had very little like time to title it.
Lies. But, call them. Make up a lie really quick.
Shit happens, man.
His title was shitty.
You can't handle the truth.
It's okay, Ness.
I mean, look, wrap up season, bro. Final thoughts. What do you think about this one?
I think it's definitely it's definitely, I think it's some, I still think it's some low key self, not self snitching, but snitching by 50 Cent to air out a private convo in public. But it might make a really good heavyweight fight that we all can get hyped for.
And I mean, speaking of good heavyweight fights, Matt, there's a lot of like heavyweight news today. I'm not going to get into specifics, but this particular circumstance that took place may be a good thing because some of those other opponents might not be on the table. Again, I don't want to say any names, but few people were passed down mandatories and eliminators. And let's be honest, they're going to go those routes because those routes lead to Joshua.
Yeah, a lot of options for the top of the heavyweights, mainly just AJ and Wilder, are shrinking up fast right now. Fights are being made. Sanctioning bodies are ordering fights. We might come back and do a show tomorrow about that. You know, who knows? In the morning. Talk about Dylan White, Kubrat Pulev being ordered. So much to be discussed in the heavyweight division right now. It is a hot and booming division right now for the sport. Definitely agree on that.
Nestor. Well, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. My final thoughts are, I seen people saying 50 putting on his promoter hat. I'm sure some will say that it was taken too far, which it probably was for a lot. I'm sure others will say that that will make for a good fight. I just hope that it doesn't lead truly to a Tyson Mitch Green type of thing. And these men get into a situation outside of the ring. That being said, I am your host, Ness GTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ness GTO. Peace.
I am your co-host, Matt Thipsoni. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, at MountHunterTBV on Instagram. Of course, patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice for your favorite boxing show and get hours and hours and hours of exclusive content and help support your favorite channel. Peace.